This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
I get emotional every time we hear this, every single week, Robbie.
I'm too young to remember what is that? What's it from?
Oh, look, it's the theme song of a country practice, because you know what time it's for?
Oh, Country Cousins.
It's time for Country Cousins on Joy. Country Cousins on Joy is where each and every week we find out what's happening in our regional communities for our, in our regional areas of Victoria and beyond for our LGBTIQA+ communities. And we joining us on the line is Damien Stevens Todd. Hello, Damien. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm well. Thank you.
Oh, that's good. Now, today we've got instead of finding out lots of different things going anywhere, we're going to be talking about something very, very exciting. It's the Bendigo Pride Festival, which is happening for the very first time, kicking off at the end of this month on the 29th of March, all the way through to the 28th of April. Now, this was something which queer organisations in Bendigo got together and made as a part of Pick My Project. So this is really exciting that they're planning a month-long festival of queer arts and culture, isn't it?
Sure is. Looking forward to it. Come to Bendigo for a month.
Oh, look, I mean, Bendigo's not that far a drive from the city, quite frankly, and it's a lovely drive, and it's in a beautiful place, and they have a wonderful queer community. So I'm really excited. There's so much going on. It's blowing my mind when I look at it all. Now, one of the things I'm really excited about is that there's going to be an LGBTIQ Women's Day looking at sex, sexuality, relationships and health.
There sure is, starting at the beginning of the acronym with the L. Really important to get women along to the Sex, Sexuality, Relationships and Health Forum. We will be having all sorts of workshops, panels of speakers, sex toy demonstrations during the day, therapy, meditation, a really good, wholesome day from 11 a.m. till 5 p.m. on Sunday the 31st of March for women to come together to connect and to look after themselves. What a great day.
I think it's really great that even though there's lots of parties and celebrations and things like that, but to have a day like this that really gives that space for women to be able to explore who they are and what they want to, I think that's really wonderful.
That's exactly right. And this this event here is one of the events that was funded by a Community ICE Action Grant. So there's a real focus on drug and alcohol-free events, you know, looking after oneself, minimising, you know, harm from AOD use. So many of these events are dry, and I think that's a really good thing to have at some festivals as well.
Absolutely.
That's great, Damien. And you can stick around because later that day there's another exciting event, Lou Wall's Drag Race. Tell me a little bit about that.
Indeed. Have you guys been to see Lou Wall's Drag Race at the festival in Melbourne? Melbourne Fringe is where Lou Wall's Drag Race is held.
I haven't. I've got no idea. We're going to have to learn what's going on.
Indeed. So, of course, Lou Wall is a play on our fabulous RuPaul. And this show, of course, is an extravaganza. And everything you know about drag is about to get stabbed in the eye with an intersectional, non-binary, stabby stiletto.
Oh, I love it.
With strobe lighting, some nudity, this show in Bendigo at the Inton Room is going to go off. I won't give it much away, but there is we'll serve up charisma, uniqueness, service
time. I feel like you've certainly talked it up as much as you possibly could without spoiling anything for us.
So we're looking forward to that. It's the evening after the Women's Health Day, and it is an absolute, you know, all-inclusive event for everyone. And one element of this is a not-a-fluff event. Have you heard of not-a-fluff
before? No, it's just reading that.
Is that no one turned away for lack of funds?
Oh, how did you guess?
I looked at the piece of paper.
So it is a ticketed event, but we know that many LGBTI people are marginalised, don't have the same levels of employment or income, and we want to make sure this is accessible. So if you need a sponsored ticket, get in touch.
Does that mean people can do things if you've got a bit of extra money, you could buy tickets to give to other people?
Absolutely. You can buy a ticket for a friend or for those who just simply may really be struggling. We can find a local organisation, Thorn Harbour Country in Bendigo. We'll sponsor a ticket for them.
Oh, I think that's absolutely wonderful. Now, as we did say, this is the Bendigo Pride Festival. It's a whole month. It's going to be so exciting. There's so much going on. And I believe on Sunday, the 7th of April, there's going to be a Rainbow Family Day.
Indeed, we spill into April for a midday until 3 p.m, a lovely afternoon, Rainbow Family Day. There will be activities, there will be barbecue, there will be face painting for the kiddies, supported by Headspace Bendigo, of course, free entry, and another dry event, no alcohol, and a lovely afternoon in the park. In Bendigo.
I do love that one of the thoughts here is, you know, it's a family-friendly day, so it's between 12 and 3, so that way you can get the kids up, get them running around, and get them back home in time for a nap.
That's right.
Got to think of these things.
It's great. I'm seeing a lot of free entry events on the program here, which is sensational. I mean, obviously tried to make the festival as accessible as possible. There is, on the 11th of April, there's another free entry event, the Queer Mic Night.
Indeed. So at the Bendigo Library, if you are from or around Bendigo or a regional area and have a story to tell, and a poem to read out, some interpretive dance that you would like to come along, grab the mic at the library on Hargrave Street from 5:30 onwards at the library on Thursday, the 11th of April. We want to hear your story. We want to hear whatever it is you have to say.
Oh, I'm going to put my leotard in the wash right now and prepare for that one.
And that one is free entry too. This month-long of festivals incorporates the Bendigo Queer Film Festival. And these events are part of a smaller festival called What's My Scene. And that really was where some funding for this came to really look at reducing alcohol and other drug use. And, you know, considering that my scene doesn't always have to have drug and alcohol and paid events and wine while we've got some free entry. So that's a good point.
I love it. I think it's absolutely great. And there's so much more. I mean, this is just the tip of the iceberg. You know, more is going to be announced. It's all kicking off from the Bendigo Pride Festival from the 29th of March all the way to the 28th of April. During it is also the Bendigo Queer Film Festival, as well as Fab CV and the Milk Queer Party, which are regular events that happen in Bendigo. And there's also a Pride Cup, I hear.
Indeed, not far from Bendigo, down in Castlemaine, the teams are coming together for a Pride Cup on the 27th of April, and to finish off the next day, another picnic in the park. We all love a picnic. So check out the calendar. The website will be live soon. We're on Facebook, the Bendigo Pride Festival, and we'd love to see you there.
And you can jump onto our social media right now because we've tagged Bendigo Pride Festival on everything, so you can follow the page. It's already up there. Damien, thank you so much for joining us. This is just the tip of the iceberg of what's going to be going on. I reckon each and every week as we chat to you throughout the festival and in the lead up to it, we're just going to be adding more and more events. So I really appreciate you speaking to us every Wednesday and filling us in with what's going on for our regional communities, for our LGBTI people.
I'll be back next week with things from all across Victoria. Look forward to chatting with you then.
Yes, we'll hear from you then. And if you want to know more about what's going on, you can find out by going to Facebook and looking up Country Cousins on Joy. It's also on our Facebook page. It's attached to any of the messages that we've put. So why don't you go and check that out? Country Cousins on Joy. That way, if you've got an event in a regional area that you'd like to let people know about, you can just hit Damien up on there, or you can just share it with everyone or find out about all of these fantastic events. Oh my God, there's so much going on, Robbie. I'm very excited.
You sound exhausted already and you haven't even left the studio.
I must admit, I'm a little bit blown away, but it's a hump day after all, so there's plenty of fun to be had.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.